You are tuned to the Children's Hour. This is it's a beautiful day. It's the last day in March, and I'm very excited because in the studio with me is Curtis Twitchell. Good morning, Curtis.
Morning.
Now, you are also a student at UNM.
Yes, and studying biology as well, and birder extraordinaire.
So what's your best bird that you've seen? Come on, tell us.
My best bird.
Well, I don't know. What do you love to see when you go birding, Curtis?
I love to see all birds, and especially birds I've never seen before that are kind of a struggle to identify. I have to look through my book and find them. But my favorite probably was when I went to the Hawk Watch in the Manzano Mountains.
Oh, that is so neat.
And they just have all sorts of hawks and falcons.
It's so cool. You know, you can learn a lot more online by going to the New Mexico Ornithological Society's website. There are so many links there. It's easy to find. Just go to nmbirds.org and you can learn all about what the local birders here are doing and also all kinds of programs like the Hawk Watch program, which there's a link on there from there. Well, Curtis, your expertise is in a kind of obscure bird. Tell us about it. Well, it's not that obscure because they're everywhere.
They are everywhere. And it's not my expertise per se, but it's one of my favorite birds because of its strange behavior. So this bird we're going to talk about, boys and girls, is the brown-headed cowbird. There's a picture of it here on this flashcard if you want to look at it.
We're going to post that picture to our Facebook page and our Twitter. Go to @KUNMKids so you can follow right along.
Yeah, so they call it brown-headed because, as you can see, the male has a brown head and the female has brown stripes. But and this bird, it isn't very big. It's about the size of a soda can, you know, on its side.
Mm-hmm.
But what makes this bird so awesome is its behavior when the mom bird is going to lay its eggs in a nest. So the brown-headed cowbird is a brood parasite, as you said before, Katie.
A brood parasite, which you told me this when we were talking about having you come on the show, and I said, what is a brood parasite? But then old Google helped me out. Talk about it, though.
Yeah,
really weird behavior.
Yeah, so what happens, these brown-headed cowbirds, the mothers don't actually make their own nest. What they do is they watch for other bird species, when they're making their nest. And when the other bird has made its nest and it's laying its eggs, the brown-headed cowbird mother will sneak in and lay one of its eggs in someone else's nest.
Wow. So she's actually like watching the other bird. Do they know this? They know she's sitting there watching?
Some birds do, yeah, and they defend it. They try and fight the cowbirds off because they know what's going to happen.
So the other birds know the cowbirds do this.
And some do, and some maybe haven't experienced it. They're too young. They don't know what's happening. So, yeah, I also have another picture for you kids about it's of a nest that a brown-headed cowbird has laid an egg in. See that?
So wait, she goes and she lays her eggs in some other bird's nest?
Yeah, and so...
But how does she get away with that? I mean, don't other birds kind of guard their nest, or they leave long enough that she can do that?
Yeah, so the birds have to leave their nest to eat. They go out and find food, insects, or other, you know, whatever they eat, seeds, nuts. And so when they're gone, that's when the brown-headed cowbird slips in and lays one of its eggs. Now, boys and girls, from looking at this picture, the picture I'm showing has about five cream-colored eggs and one large brown speckled egg. And we know which one the brown-headed cowbird egg is because it's so different. But some people say that the other birds, they don't know the difference.
It's so look how obvious it is.
Yeah.
Are birds colorblind or something?
No, they're not. They can see in colors. But there was actually a study done as to why the birds don't throw it out.
Yeah, why don't they?
So it's a theory or hypothesis called the cowbird mafia. So here's the thing. Some birds do throw the egg out. And birders, and especially some scientists and a paper that I've read, they were studying that, yeah, some birds throw the egg out and some birds don't. So they did an experiment, and it involved some juice box nests, some warblers, which are smaller than the cowbird, and the cowbirds. And they
What's a juice? Is a juice box a type of bird?
No. Oh. Like an actual juice box.
Oh, like a juice box.
Like a real juice box, yeah.
They made juice box nests.
Yeah, they cut holes in them and different size holes. So some holes only the warblers could fit in and some holes only the cowbirds can fit in.
Mm-hmm.
And then they studied and watched these birds and they would take cowbird eggs out of the nests to see what cowbirds did and what warblers did. And they found that over half the time, when the cowbird egg was taken out of the nest, so that's as if a bird threw out the cowbird egg.
Yeah.
The cowbird, the mother and her friends would come and destroy the nest.
Wow.
Kind of like a bully. They'd get angry.
Wow.
Yeah.
So no wonder they don't throw the eggs out of the nest. Yeah. So maybe part of the reason they don't throw the eggs out of the nest is to defend their own nest because they thought, uh-oh. So, wow, that's what a strange adaptation for a behavior. Why do they think cowbirds do it this way? Are they lazy? Do they just not make nests? It's just,
you know, that is
knows?
A good question. It's part of who they are. Maybe they don't know how to make nests. It's not in them. And if you think about it, the way they've been doing this for years and years, the cowbirds used to just be on the East Coast. But because they lay so many eggs and other birds raise those young, then they've grown and now they're all over the place and they're actually endangering other bird species because they're just taking over.
Wow. Well, you know what? Wait, really quick. I have a sound of the cowbird. So folks, I've seen the cowbird. I'm looking at this card that you have here. I've totally seen this bird. This bird is everywhere. So it doesn't just hang around cows, by the way. I don't know why it's called a cowbird. It doesn't even look like a cow. It looks like a bird.
So why it's called the cowbird, good question, is originally, or it used to, just hang around cows, and they eat the insects that the cows scare up when they're grazing.
Oh.
So that was when they were first seen and named, and now they're everywhere.
Now they're everywhere. I want to play this for you. That's the cowbird. I've heard this. You've heard this?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. I think I've heard this morning. Oh, listen to that trill. Did you hear that? Ooh, that's the really cool sound it makes. Wow.
I heard it last week.
I think they're everywhere.
The morning last week.
Very common bird, huh?
Yes.
So is this the type of species? I mean, obviously you're saying it wasn't here in the U.S. and then it was just in the East Coast. And now I'm looking at your little card here and it extends all the way up to Alaska practically. This bird is everywhere. Can you tell me if this bird... is it hurting other birds by its taking over, or is it a symbiotic? It's okay that it's increasing in population so much. Do we know if it's changing sort of other birds?
I think it is, because if a warbler or something is trying to create a nest and have its young, mm-hmm. and then the cowbird comes in and maybe it destroys the nest, maybe it wants to get its egg in there,
mm-hmm.
then that decreases the amount of baby warblers, and so it's a slow process, but yes, I think it is happening.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Don't like baby egg. Like eggs need their mothers. Do the mothers of the like the mother cowbird? Do they take care of the baby while it's in the other nest, or does the mother bird of the other eggs take care of the eggs?
Ooh, that is a great question. So what happens is the mother cowbird lays the egg and then leaves and watches for a while, but she actually doesn't take care of her own baby. The other bird, the one that made the nest, is what takes care of the baby.
Do the other birds that grow up in the same brood treat that cowbird baby differently?
I'm not sure. I haven't studied them that deeply, but I would assume
know.
That no. Because
so they must be fed by the mother bird?
Yes, they are.
Interesting.
So it's, there's some funny pictures you can find on the internet of a tiny warbler adult feeding a young cowbird about twice its size, and it looks hilarious.
I bet. I bet. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're
Curtis Twitchell is talking with us about cowbirds and the cowbird mafia, and if you think you have bullies at your school, well, by golly, just they're cowbirds is what they are. It's a new word for bully, the bully bird. Parasitic cowbirds are all over the United States, including here in New Mexico. And Curtis, thank you so much for being with us on the Children's
Welcome.
Hour
thank
this
you.
Morning.